Shabbat Shalom. As Sam said, we have two parashas today. And so get comfortable, it's going to take a long time. No, not really. Let's do the blessing first. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who has made us holy through your commandments and has commanded us to actively study Torah. Please, Hashem, our God, sweeten the words of your Torah in our mouths and the mouths of all your people. May we and our offsprings and our offspring's offspring and all the offspring of your people, may we all together know your name and study your Torah for the sake of fulfilling your desire. Blessed are you, Hashem, who teaches Torah to your people. Amen. This week's parashas, like I said, verse 2, and it included a lot. But as I was reading, I kind of focused in on one thing, and it was the furnishings for the Mishkan, and the tabernacle. And one of the last pieces was the laver used by the Kohanim to wash with. And you might say, well, okay. But the Torah tells us he made the laver of copper and its base of copper from the mirrors and the legions of the legions who massed at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Now, to me, that sounded a little bit odd. I pictured gob of people all carrying mirrors made of copper hanging around the tabernacle. And I thought, geez, do they carry them on chains? Do they carry them around their necks? What's going on here? Well, you know what? I decided I'm going to find out. So I did a little study, and I found out that who came and prayed at the temple during the day, or at the tabernacle during the day, were the women. Which would be, sounds logical. The men were probably working, whatever they were doing. So I went a little deeper into this. And I found a statement from Rashi. And it said that Moses had reservations about accepting the mirrors as they were brought because they were thought to be a symbol of vanity. And that brought me to, guess what, a story. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky tells about a time right after he retired and moved to Muncie, New York. He still remained very active, not only in the needs of the synagogue as a whole, but in discussing Torah with almost any student of Torah who would cross his threshold. One afternoon, a young scholar came to speak to him and share an idea he had about a part of the Talmud. As he sat at the table and was about to begin sharing his self-concocted discourse, the rabbi's wife entered the room with two freshly baked pieces of cake for the men. Before Rabbi Kamenetsky had a chance to thank his wife, the young man, obviously steeped in his own thoughts, flippantly disregarded her generous offer. "That's all right," he said, "but I've already ate. I really don't need another piece of cake." Rabbi Kamenetsky remained silently shocked. He said nothing. His wife returned to the kitchen, and then the young man began to speak. "I would like to share with Rabbi a piece of Torah thought that I formulated relating to a part of the Talmud." The rabbi was quiet and then responded. "That's all right," he said, "but I've already heard Torah on that part." When the rabbi saw that the boy realized that he was chiding him on his reckless indifference to his wife, he went on to explain, "You see, that piece of cake was her piece of Torah. That was something that she prided herself in. That is how she wanted to make me and you feel comfortable." One has to appreciate that as well. Now let me read on what Rashi explained. "The Israelite women possessed mirrors of copper," and I don't know if you guys have ever worked with copper, but to get a piece of copper polished so it becomes a mirror is a tough thing. It takes time and time. Well, anyway, they possessed these copper mirrors into which they used to look when they adorned themselves. They did not hesitate to bring these mirrors as a contribution towards the tabernacle. Do we always know when someone is giving up for our benefit? Is it only you that you think about? Our first thought shouldn't be to ourselves. The Lord said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Think of their feelings and love them. Shabbat Shalom.